Stan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Absolute pleasure. Absolute pleasure.
The pleasure is all mine. Now, in the past, you've been a part of the band Rashamra and played with Dutch Tilders. The list goes on.
Boy, that's going back a bit. Rashamra, yeah, that's going right back to the 70s. That's in Adelaide.
That's awesome. And I mean, like, you've been in quite a few groups. So, I mean, we're talking to you today as an artist from the Gang of Five, but would you be able to tell us a bit about your journey with music, arts, and the Gang of Five?
Well, look, initially I started off as an art teacher in South Australia back in 1969, a place called Victor Harbour. So I was at Victor Harbour High for a couple of years. And unfortunately, I had a motor car accident one day, and I had to rethink. And the reason I had the accident was because I was playing in bands until 2 in the morning and then driving 100 kilometres to the school, fell asleep at the wheel and had the accident. So in the end, I tossed in the teaching and just stayed home with my mother and father, practiced guitar for a couple of years and turned professional musician. And I played music for the next 30-odd years. Luckily, I was in good bands, which made a reasonable amount of money. And then we came to, because of the boys, I've got two boys who are both musicians, we came to Bowral, which is 100K south of Sydney. After the kids grew up, there was no need to play music anymore, and I decided to do the painting. So back to painting again in the last 15-odd years.
Yeah, so, awesome. Yeah. And so talking about this year's exhibition, it's titled Surviving 2020. Could you talk us through the theme a little bit?
Well, the five of us, we've got all different directions, but I'm into social comment, and the COVID-19 has really affected the whole world, so I had to make a statement on that. So the new five paintings that I did this year were based on cemeteries and deaths in Brazil, United States, well, all over the world, really. The other guys, Michael Eccleston, he's a totally abstract painter. He paints these beautiful swirling lines. Peter Griffin, I've known all my life, right back from Adelaide. Had my first exhibition in Peter Griffin's gallery in Adelaide. His partner, Denise Lithgow, she's a wonderful sculptor. She makes these wonderful sculptures out of felt. She creates the felt herself from the raw product of wool. And Dale Saunders, which is a local guy down from Bowral. So it all started about four or five years ago. I was thinking of, because I've always played in bands, I've always wanted to work with other artists, but I could never find anyone who had a common idea. And I'd be hanging around in the coffee shops in Bowral and talking to my friends, and they encouraged me. They said, well, come on, form the band. And so we formed this band, Gang of Five, and we've been exhibiting all over the place. It's been great fun.
Well, yeah, when you put it like that, an artist collective really is just like a band.
It is.
Now, would you be able to elaborate on Gang of Five's aims and aspirations of making the public more aware of the Australian environment, whether natural or political?
Well, that's been my bag for the last probably 10 years. I've been, when we first moved to Bowral, they had the court case in Campbelltown and Ivan Milat. Well, I did a whole series of paintings on the Ivan Milat murders. I really only paint if I get I don't really want to say it's inspiration. It's not inspiration. It's like it's a reaction to what's happening in the world. When the United States got into the Middle East, and there was the war term, big conflict between Christianity and Muslim, and the Muslim world. Well, I did a whole series of paintings in the early 2000 on that. So that's my path through the artwork. Peter Griffin, well, he just loves Australian landscape. He's passionate about the Australian landscape and the colours, and he actually goes out into the bush and real paints the real paintings in the actual bush. Michael Eccleston, he's the artistic intellect. He'll sit in the studio and just struggle with the idea of turning three-dimensional world into a two-dimensional world on a canvas. And of course, Denise Lithgow, she's just the artisan. She's the consummate artisan, makes these wonderful... I've wasted a lot of money buying her artwork. It does these wonderful sculptures out of felt, of all things. We are at one. All of us are at one with the Australian, whether it's the political scene or whether it's climate change or whether it's the landscape. I think the aim of an artist is to interpret what's happening around them, as opposed to, I don't know, just colouring in pictures of tulips. And nothing wrong with painting tulips, but I am, myself and most of us are driven by what's happening in the world.
Yeah.
So that's the story.
Absolutely.
And I mean that's really hasn't changed from the music that I used to play over the years. Like we used to listen to the factory sounds, and we'd be playing to the check shirt people that worked in the factories, and we'd make sure the music was a reflection of where they were in their normal environment during the day. So the music that we played, like was a band, Mickey Finn, was, it'd be hard line, loud chords, and people working next to loud machinery don't want to go and listen to music which is just flutes and cellos. So that's been our philosophy.
Yeah, so you've been quite passionate about quite a few things in your life, like your passion towards music and arts, and, you've also significantly contributed to both fields. So what's your advice for people out there who have different passions, and how do you think they can balance them out?
Well, I think you have to engage with the world. The world was totally different when I was in my 20s. Today was everything from artificial intelligence to fake news to the world is a different place. My advice is to be as sensitive as possible. Listen to everyone. A mate of mine, Jimmy Barnes, used to do a recording in his studio, and he would listen to what his daughters would say. And his daughters were 10 years of age, 12 years of age. Oh, Dad, I don't think that's very good. And he would take it on board. So listen to everyone. It doesn't matter whether it's a working class street sweeper or a PhD psychologist. I think listen to everyone. Don't be, I don't know, what's the word? Don't be a cultural bigot and just listen to one strata, because I think that just blinds you. And it's dangerous, I think, if you just listen to one kind of person, one kind of, you know what I mean? You've got to have an open mind.
You've got to keep your ears open and your mind open.
To everyone, yeah.
Yeah.
And just because someone doesn't have the gift of the gab doesn't mean that they don't know what they're talking about. So you've just got to listen to everyone,
yeah.
I think.
I love the very casual name drop of, my friend Jimmy Barnes. That's great.
he had a huge influence on my life. He blackmailed me into moving from Adelaide to Bowra. He said, if you want your kids to have any sort of music career, get over here. And I said, oh, Jim, I've got no money. I can't afford it. I'll send you some tickets. It's all right. I'll get you over here. So it was terrific. He was wonderful.
Amazing. What a guy. Now what?
He was wonderful.
Stan, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. I'm really, really excited about that exhibition. Did you want to do a little bit of a plug?
Oh, look, come along. I don't care if I don't sell any paintings. I want people to see them. And I've tried to keep the prices as low as possible. I've got a shed full of paintings. I want to move them. If nobody buys them, doesn't matter. Just have a look. It's free. It doesn't cost anything. And you get a free glass of wine and probably a biscuit with a cheese. So come along.
What a
come
deal.
Come along, have a look.
Stan, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.